My name is Nigel Clark. My poem that I'm going to read is My Dear Ali. Dear Ali, I shall have written to you sooner. For many years now, I have wanted to write to you a letter so you would know you are not alone. I am a bit worried about you because I realize that you have been looking much thinner and have lost your beautiful green color. Ali, remember a couple of years ago when I took you out of my car? I know you were a little confused and hurt. The reason I had to take you out was because I didn't want to lose you. There was so much theft happening in the neighborhood. Criminals were breaking into cars and taking people's possession, and I was worried that someone would steal you. Ali, you are so precious to me, and it would break my heart if someone steals you. That is why I decided to find a more comfortable place for you. I move you to my bedroom where I know there is safety and privacy. Ali, I always know that you have been mistreated when my family comes over. One time, I found you on the floor and I almost lost my marbles. When I first got you, all those years ago, I made a promise to take good care of you. So I apologize for not doing a good job of keeping you safe. I promise to improve. I will be putting a sign on the door that says, "Do not disturb," so my family don't bother you when they come over. I have so many memories of the two of us together. Do you remember all the fun we had driving to places like Coney Island, or to street fairs on Long Island, or on trips to the shopping mall? On our way home from those places, we would drive so fast that we used to overtake everything and pretend that our car was like the Dukes of Hazzard from the TV show. I miss those days, and sometimes I regret taking you out of the car, but as I said before, it is for your safety. Do you remember my friend Cordelia? Do you remember the time when you were in the front seat of my car and she opened the door and saw you? You looked so real and really scared her. Ali, I know you were laughing inside. I was too. It was hilarious the way she screamed and jumped away from the car. I miss those days. Ali, I just want you to know that although you might feel that you don't fit in, you belong to me. Discrimination may be rampant in this society, but not in my home. Even though we have contrasting complexion, you being green and me being black, it makes no difference to me. I promise that I will always love and keep you as safe as possible. That's what friends are for. And I want you to know that no matter what, you will always be my special stuffed alligator. Your best friend, Nigel.